you're up so high.
Nope.
She's so adventurous. She loves to climb.
Three kids crunch the leaves under their feet while helping a fourth kid get a foothold to climb a short tree on the edge of a fenced-in yard. On the other side of the yard, a sensory wall is adorned with chimes and bells. But the most popular attraction has got to be the mud kitchen. It's actually just a few wood panels made to look like a stove, but it's so much more to the 4 and 5-year-olds here. What do you like to do in the kitchen?
Play with mud.
And what do you make?
Christmas food.
They're having fun and exploring, yes, but it's also an accredited nature-based kindergarten readiness program. This is Little Adventurers. It's run by AdventureWorks in DeKalb. They're an outdoor behavioral healthcare organization, so most of the staff are counselors who take clients when they're not helping with the mud kitchen. Patrick McMillian is the clinical director at AdventureWorks.
Our community has different needs, and so I think the parents that initially found us were looking for something different, and so I'm glad we were able to provide that.
It's getting colder and colder outside, and they're near the end of the pilot run of Little Adventurers. Since their classroom is nearly 100% outdoors, except on extremely hot or cold days, they also let the seasons guide their activity plans.
Oftentimes the kids will kind of direct what happens anyway. So like on the day that it snowed, they had to change a little bit of what was going to happen for the curriculum, but then it turned into, like they were describing earlier, one of their funnest days because the kids just got to play in the snow.
Little Adventures is accredited by the Association for Experiential Education. This week's activities are Thanksgiving and harvest themed. Today, kids are rolling corn cobs through paint and decorating them. Caroline Dress helps facilitate Little Adventures, and she's also a clinical therapist.
That really helps the kids also develop dexterity and use their motor skills. And we're also going to talk a lot about friendship, because I think that's also a theme that is important for kids to know based on the emotional and social development goals we have for them.
A report from the Illinois State Board of Education said only about a quarter of students enter kindergarten developmentally ready. Social-emotional development is Little Adventure's biggest focus, but that doesn't mean they don't tackle academic topics associated with readiness. They read and discuss books about animals or nature, just as they just read The Lorax, which also helped lead to a conversation about environmental awareness and friendliness.
It's important but difficult to know how much to tell them about animals needing support, not to go extinct and that kind of thing. And so I think just planting the seeds of loving nature and loving animals and wanting to be outside, I think, will help them.
They say they've also used mud kitchen games to compare and contrast or talk about water displacement. Jeanette Kay is another Little Adventures facilitator.
Even though they're just playing and they don't really realize that we're asking them, you know, to do math skills.
Patrick McMillian says they got the land a few years ago and then received a grant to clean up the property and start building it out for the new program.
Even though the space is kind of small, the kids have really made it their own. Even though we're looking at these different structures here, you can see in their eyes that it's different. It's a different world when they're out here.
McMillian says they've had the idea to start an early childhood education program for a while, and it was at a conference where he really started to see the lane they could fill.
One of the kindergarten teachers had reported that many of her kids didn't even know how to cut with scissors, or when she had asked if any of them had climbed a tree or been in mud before, how many of them had really said no. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's got to change.
And so the program was born. The next group of Little Adventures will get to play in the muddy kitchen when the next session begins this spring. I'm Peter Medlin.